I should tell you that it should be simple to do this.
Can you put your microphone on, please?
But as you can see, it isn't. And it gets less so every minute. So we better get started before things get any more out of my marginal control. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the regular meeting of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, Lahontan Region. My name is Pete Humphrey. I'm from Chalfont, California, and I am the board chair. I want to thank you for coming to our meeting and joining us this morning. We appreciate your comments, ideas, and participation because they help us to do a better job. At this time, I would like to introduce the other members of the regional board. Don Jardine, to my right, from Markleyville. He's the vice chair this year. Dr. Amy Horn from Truckee. Eric Sandell, also from Truckee. And over here on the big screen, from our Victorville office, Kimberly Cox from Hellendale, and Keith Diaz from Rosamond. We also, the executive officer is Patty Kuyumjin. Ms. Kuyumjin, would you please introduce the staff?
Good morning, everyone. We have a number of staff in the audience, but let me also start with Dee Dee Adamo from the State Board is here joining us. But let me move into the Lahontan Regional Board staff that are here. Lori Kemper is our Assistant Executive Officer. Scott Ferguson is our Division Manager in Tahoe. Patrice Copeland, who you cannot see because she's manning the camera, and our Victorville office is also here. We have our attorneys, Kim Niemeyer and Elizabeth Barrett. Kathy Oderman is your board clerk, so if you want to speak, hand her those lovely yellow cards. We have Kathy Poole in the audience. We have Dr. Bruce Warden, who you'll hear from later. We have Alan Miller in the audience. We have Mr. Bob Larson as well in the audience, who you'll hear from a little later, and I think I have, that's it, all our staff. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. The regional board will be considering many items during this meeting. Please feel free to comment on any items so that our decision will be based on all available information. If you wish to speak on an agenda item as previously indicated, please fill out the orange card in the back of the room and hand the card to Kathy Odermont, our board clerk. And our first item this morning is public comment. Any person may address the water board regarding a matter within the water board's jurisdiction that is not related to an item on the meeting agenda. So we have three cards, if I have these ordered correctly. And let's start with Emily Kattner. Is that pronounced correctly?
Kattner.
Boy, you don't, for those of you who don't realize this, it does not get easier to read people's handwriting the older you get. It's the only thing that doesn't get easier. Everything else is gravy.
Before we start, I have a little bit of housekeeping. I submitted this presentation electronically, and somehow one of the most crucial documents that we're using. That we're going to be alluding to, it's attachment 3, and somehow it's page 1 through 22. However, 5 pages are missing from it, and I wrote on the top of this because they're peppered through my packet. One is 7. Page 23 through 32, 62 through 69, 81 through 82. So I made copies this morning to distribute, to add to your packets, and then you can pull those pages and put this one document, which is pageated, in order, which makes sense. Because the missing portions were the findings, the solutions, and the conclusions, which are kind of important for this presentation. So, do I want to give this to you right now?
If you hand to Kathy or Matt.
Okay.
You distribute.
wanted to see if this plugs into your computer to see if I can run the slides. Or...
Ms. Cashin, we have to use the PowerPoint we have.
No, this is not a PowerPoint. Oh. This runs the slides. It gives me the ability to move my slides.
You can just cue me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Then I'll give you this. It's got the slides on it.
Okay.
Okay, will that work?
Excuse me, Cheryl Palfrey, this is Kimberly and Victorville. We did not get a copy of what was just handed out. Is there any chance it was transmitted down here?
Ms. Cox, unfortunately, we just received it ourselves. So that was one of... I'll let Patty answer this.
Correct. We just received it, so no, you don't have it. We could provide it later, and I talked to Ms. Cashin, and we could post it to our web later. Or we could take an approach and get it faxed down to you.
I came in early yesterday from Truckee.
Thank you.
I came in early from Truckee yesterday to do this, but I was told that we couldn't distribute them yesterday, so I brought them today. Okay, shall we start? Good morning. My name is Emily Cashin. I've been involved with Donner Lake water issues from oil spills at the summit, MTBE toxic levels in the lake, getting the water company condemned and the infrastructure rebuilt. So people had clean drinking water. Today, I am representing other Greenpoint property owners. We submitted a document December 8th, 2014 to Scott Ferguson regarding compliance of ongoing pollution into Donner Lake. That's your attachment one. To date, we've had no response on our concerns. Before we move this slide, you can see this is the current road as of February, the road entering point, Westry Avenue, as of February 9th. These other slides are our water going in and across Donner Lake. Slide, please. Give you an idea where we're talking about. Here's Donner Lake. Why isn't this working now? And you can see where it says West Street Avenue. It's a one-way street right there. Next slide. A little further description here is the Greenpoint subdivision. The little trapezoid above it is the Montana property. Above that is Interstate 80. Here's the interchange. Comes about a mile down on Donner Lake Road, comes to a hairpin, and comes down to Donner Pass Road. Slide, please. This is looking at it, photographic view. The lake is here. Donner Pass Road is right in front of it. Above it is West Street Avenue. Above that is the Montana Road that extends across the entire mountainside. And of course, the east and the west, Interstate 80. Next slide. The complaint is that Donner Lake, a federally protected waterway, is continuing to be polluted during rain events by unfiltered erosion, including sediment, cobble, debris, and roadway petroleum product due to six major drainage problems. Slide, please. The first problem is from a fire caused by Caltrans employees, largest fire in Truckee history in 1960. It denuded the entire hillside. 50 years later, you can see that it has not been properly revegetated. They used plants from Sacramento. Next slide. The second drainage problem is a Caltrans issue. There's one of two culverts that come off of I-80 above Greenpoint Subdivision. In two lawsuits, the court identified that they were under-engineered, causing sheeting, drainage, and erosion due to the lack of the number of culverts and the maintenance of the drainage channels that have caused downhill drainage. Next slide. On Montana land, In 2003, a road was graded for a four-home subdivision in association with the TDPUD, ignoring town-required drainage conditions of approval found through the negative deck. That included, the grading plans were to be reviewed and approved by the town prior to commencement of grading. Specific drainage requirements, including erosion control, on-site retention, and stormwater runoff management was required prior to disturbance of the site. And graded areas shall not remain inactive for more than 3 months. Despite Mr. Lathbrook writing that, as well as Mr. Ferguson, that drainage mitigations were critical, as well as many site visits by the town, TDPUD, Lahontan, Caltrans, and property owners, drainage mitigations have not been enforced by the town, causing sheeting erosion due to the lack of drainage structures. This will be attachment 5 and 6 that identify the negative decks and the conditions of approval. Owners were concerned, and on this slide I can kind of show you, it kind of speaks for itself, but this is the road. It starts over there at Donner Lake Road, and it transects the hillside. This is the road itself. So you see massive sheeting and erosion downhill. Owners are concerned with the conflict of interest due to the fact that Mr. Wilkins at the time was attempting to pressure owners to assume the town road in an assessment district so the town could then abandon it, as stated in a memo between the town attorney and Mr. Wilkins in 2003. All of that was discovered that his wife was indeed representing Mr. Montana's property, which was a significant part of the problem. Slide, please. Additionally, the TDPUD, even if this was a joint installed road, they are required to submit plans and adhere to drainage requirements. Okay, then we're looking downhill from the Montana Road and my neighbor, and he's never had drainage before, so now all of a sudden he's got a mudslide in the backyard, and he's got water coming from both sides as well as underneath his house. You can see it's coming onto West Street Avenue, which is right here, and you'll notice absent any type of drainage ditch. All these drainage ditches were in this road up along the entire north side in 1993. Okay. The town of Truckee owns West Street Avenue. As per the documents that are in your attachment, 7, as well as the tax assessor in Nevada County, who says the town owns the road. Owners do not own the road. I have a slide that's on the back of the attachment of the documents that did not get printed properly. And it's a subdivision map, and it clearly shows that the properties do not go onto West Street Avenue. And the road has never been abandoned. Anyway, the town has failed to basically maintain the drainage ditches under road corrugated culverts, there's 14, leading to road damage, property damage, and ongoing pollution to Donner Lake. Slide, please. After incorporation in 1993, the town diverted the 5th drainage problem. They took drainage coming down from the interstate, and it comes down Donner Lake Road here, and it essentially dumps the drainage straight down onto the Greenpoint properties. Now, in an erosion report, I'll talk about it in a little bit in a while, it identifies that these structures were improperly done, and it increased the volume and velocity of drainage going out to the Greenpoint subdivision. Next slide. Okay, this is drainage problem 5 on Donner Pass Road. Problem 6. This is Donner Pass Road, where a bike and drainage project went in 2008. However, in documents that I've supplied as attachment 9, They identified in cost-cutting measures for drainage structures that were compromised so that the bike trail would not be. As a result, the drainage comes down my neighbor's property here and has eroded his entire front yard, and the drainage goes across the road and into the lake, completely unfiltered. Next slide. Here is only one example of the escalation that occurred in a six-month period. On another location, because of clogged culverts up above and the lack of drainage ditches, this property now has drainage coming down, and you can't see the lines on the road because this is all cobble and mud that's going over into Donner Lake. That was July. The same property is January. So it went from this amount to now, this is all rain, right here. So now the erosion area is this wide. Next slide. Okay, what's happening across the road? Well, here's the sheeting that goes in to Donner Lake, and it's causing undermining of these trees. You can see it also is causing a tremendous erosion to hills going into the lake. One of these trees fell down about a month and a half ago into the lake. The other thing that's happened is it's undermining the structures on the lake, the docks, the public docks. Next slide, please. We're concerned that this may be in violation of the Clean Water Act, California Truckee's Stormwater Management Program, the Lathcon Resolution Contract Terms of Incorporation for Truckee, and the California Streets and Highway Codes for Maintenance. Are you okay? Next slide, please. Three independent assessment reports have been completed. One is the proposed Montana Restoration Wetland, September 2004. One is the ecosystem of surface water in 2006. That's the one that was not put together correctly. And then an updated Truckee River Watershed, September 2016. Next slide, please. Okay, here you can see a map of, this is one of the I-80 culverts, and this is another I-80 culvert. Here's four culverts. On the Green Point, in the Green Point, they're all clogged. Next slide, please. Okay, the Montana Road, I can't have 5 minutes. Did you start when I was doing housekeeping?
No, I started when you started on the first slide.
This is the road that was graded at the Montana. They used no temporary mitigation for the road, which was required in the negative decks. They threw all the debris here, they found debris here. Essentially, the water comes down this hill onto this road, and it just sheets right over the road. Next slide, please. Okay, this is when it gets to West Street Avenue. There's a clogged culvert, so it simply erodes, cascades onto the road. We've had 3 mudslides as a result, and this was a mudslide happen. Essentially, when it rains, we just get a river on West Street Avenue sheeting. When it does dry, we get huge potholes the size, we get alligatoring of the roadway. Next slide, please. It's also undermined our water structures that have had to be pulled and re-put in. Telephone, which is exclusive water, exclusive telephone to the entire Donner Lake. There's a raging river right here. They came out in January and had to re-support that pole. Next slide, please. Now, this is the road that is as it is now. It was completely washed out. The town of came in and put some rock, shot, large rock, sharp rock, dumped it right in, and included another culvert here, which then led to flooding a downhill dwelling. Now, this gentleman is sitting here. He's with Southwest Gas. He was putting in this gas line, and he's standing in a waist-deep trench. And here's the culvert that goes to the underground corrugated culvert. There's running water into this, and what's happened is it's now undermining, while we've undermined the armament of the road, it's now undermining the structures below the road. And these structures include a gas that's 3 feet and a water that's 6 feet, telecommunication that services the western United States, and a sewer line. Next slide, please. This is a map of the water lines at Donner Lake. And you can see here's West Reef. There's only one line. It services the north, the west, and the south. Next slide, please. Okay, responsibilities. The responsibilities. Caltrans responsibilities are there are two culverts and the increased volume and velocity. It's been proven in lawsuits. On the Montana property, the TDPUD and the Montanos are responsible for not adhering to the conditions of installation as according to the town. The town is responsible for not enforcing the required drainage mitigations that have caused the downhill drainage. Lahan has some culpability here because for 22 years we've been trying to get their attention and no changes have occurred. The town is responsible for the public lands and structures they own. Like it or not, they own Westry Avenue. They also agreed upon a corporation that they were assuming all county roads assumed upon incorporation for the public safety and road maintenance. It doesn't have qualifiers of maintained versus unmaintained, on a list, off a list, or length or width or conformity. They admitted in the minutes attached to this document that they had liability and financial responsibility for the alterations they did on the Donner Lake Road.